Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Been following this story very closely, this one out of Green Lake County, where a man named Ryan Borgwart vanished while kayaking back in August. Green Lake, they searched and searched, never found him. Well, it turns out, according to the sheriff in Green Lake County, Borgwart's been alive this whole time.
It's really hard. Because one, they felt that their dad was drowned. A day ago, they found out that he wasn't.
Yeah, he had to tell the family, his wife and three children, no, he's still alive and somewhere in Europe.
I plead that you contact us or contact your family. We understand that things can happen. But there's a family that wants their daddy back.
That's the sheriff there again, Mark Podal, joining us in studio. Former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and 101.7 The Truth host, Dr. Ken Harris. So how easy is it to fake your own death and then travel to another country?
He ain't coming back. Come on.
He fell in love with another woman, apparently.
Right. To be honest with you, we talked about it yesterday. Personally, I think he's been radicalized.
Meaning
that he met somebody and it was a honey trap. And, oh, we love each other, but you don't really know her because you've never met her.
Or she
might have made a trip over here and you all met. And then she went back and now she wants you to come. It could be a series of, incidences that we don't know about. But I think in the end, he's probably radicalized.
So that would explain why not just get divorced or separate?
Why not just walk away? Why not just,
Some fascinating police work on this one, Dr. Ken, as they figured things out, because some things at the scene were very well staged. Left the car, left the keys, left the wallet, all of those things that would seem to indicate this is a person who just disappeared. But there were financial records and some other things when authorities dug in, it's like, no, this doesn't make sense.
What always happens, we check your finances because people are creatures of habit. Yeah.
Why do we spend any time trying to find the guy? Like, why even hold this?
We thought he died, so we're going to look for him. I mean, that's so mean.
Well, no, but I
Eric never wanted to look for him.
Trust me, he's in the water, God.
But he like, means who, after the fact.
Yeah, like, who's searching for him now, other than, like, restitution, maybe? Why would...
Restitution for what?
Well, I don't know, all the hours spent looking for him? Like, is there anything he's owed? He didn't do anything wrong, did he, other than...
He lied about, right? So... The wife probably didn't get a chance to report him to the insurance company to get paid or whatever. Okay. So at some point, it's just he wants out and he left.
Right. Wow. But did anything illegal occur?
Right.
That's the question. I mean, it's kind of illegal to fake your own death because of the
I didn't fake my death. I just decided to swim ashore and go to Europe.
But because of the fraud you generated.
Okay.
You may not be held liable criminally. But your family wouldn't get any money. There's no way this guy's ever going to get insured for anything. You know, little things like that. But nothing comes to mind where we're gonna sue him to pay for the police services. Well, it's part of your job.
But this guy, apparently, though, you're thinking this is actually pretty easy to do.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do if you really want to disappear. Now, it'll be a little tougher because of the electronic thing now. You know, we got... internet and your phone tracking and you know the story the other day from 988. So if you call for help, they'll track where you are, you know, but not necessarily your exact location, but what area you're in. So if I have my phone, a 414 area code, and I need mental health services in Georgia, they'll send them in Georgia. Now they would send it to the 414, and if I'm in Georgia, they would send me help in Wisconsin. Now you think how long is that gonna last?
That's a great question.
Probably like 2 months, and then somebody's going to go, hey, here's a subpoena. I want to know where that person is. And we'll be back to where we are. People tracking you 24 hours a day.
So by now, he probably realizes that we all realize what happened.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So then does he have to change his behavior in Uzbekistan, if that's where he's still at?
Well, I don't know if we have you know, Geneva Convention and all this stuff. He hasn't committed a crime, so we're not sending the CIA or FBI to go get him. So, I mean, just say goodbye. Now, what I would do is revoke his passport so you can never come back. Because I'm evil and vindictive.
unless we come get you.
Right. Yep.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of The Afternoon Show, 101.7 The Truth. Thanks, Ken.